Hello?
Hello. Is Annie there?
No, you have the wrong number.
Annie, we're going to come. This is Michael. Can you hear me?
This is my Annie. Wrong number.
Yes, I understand, but I can definitely talk to you also. I'm calling from the National Opinion Survey, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet that includes news in print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Now, first of all, you are in a safe place where you can talk openly on your phone without a problem, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50?
Definitely, I'll vote.
Okay. And what is your age, if you don't mind?
I'm 68.
Okay. And just moving forward here, and please rate the level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November of 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10. Where zero means that you're not at all motivated. And of course, 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use a number from between 0 and 10. How motivated are you from 0 to 10 to vote?
I'm at 10.
Okay. And just moving forward here, some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to others. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, and not important at all?
It's very important to me.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
I'm Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not too strong Democrat?
I'm strong Democrat.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Well, I'm satisfied. You know, there's certain issues you don't be satisfied with, but that's why I listen to. Okay.
Okay, great. Now, would you hear when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who do you blame the most? I'm going to read it to you quickly. Big business and corporate prices gouging and greed, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, Republicans in Congress, the COVID pandemic, the Biden administration and their policies. Who would you blame?
Well, it's hard to place a blame one way. I believe it's out the stretch, though.
And if it would have been between big, give me a moment here. Now, if it's between big business and corporate price gouging and greed, the Federal Reserve rising interest rates, Republicans in Congress, the COVID pandemic, or the Biden administration and the policies, who would you choose from those?
I'll pick the first one, stressed out for businesses and everything, trying to get, you know.
Okay, the first one. Okay, now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use a number from 0 to 10. I'm going to read it to you. Making college more affordable. From 0 to 10, how important that is to you?
A 10.
Okay. Ensuring that the voting rights of all citizens are protected. From 0 to 10, how important that is to you?
10.
Okay. Making sure corporations pay their fair share of taxes. From 0 to 10, how important is that to you?
It's a 10.
Okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare. From 0 to 10, how important that is to you?
Very important, a 10.
Okay, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs from 0 to 10, how important is that to you?
A 10.
Okay, improving K through 12 education, how important is that to you from 0 to 10?
A 10.
Okay, now moving forward here, switching gears a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Would you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale of 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Planned Parenthood, from 0 to 100, how do you feel about them?
Say, I can't hear you now.
Yes. Planned Parenthood. How important do you feel, how do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
100.
Okay. What about Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
98.
Okay. Donald Trump from 0 to 100.
I do not favor him at all.
Okay. If you give me a number from 0 to 100, what would it be?
0.
Okay. Barack Obama from 0 to 100.
100.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from 0 to 100.
100.
The Republican Party from 0 to 100.
50.
Okay. Hakeem Jeffries from 0 to 100.
I haven't studied on him much.
Okay. Now, what about the NAACP from 0 to 100?
I'll say 98.
Okay. And now switching, moving down here. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump or Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Okay. Now, let me see here. Now, let me ask you which candidate, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Now, thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
Okay. Now, switching gears a little bit, now I'd like to read you two statements about the important issues facing our communities. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. I'm going to read the first statement. It's quick. We don't need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after-school programs, and mental health in order to get our root cause of crimes to make our community safer. That's statement B. Let me read you statement A. Statement A says, we need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police, to buy more crime-fighting equipment, and to increase prosecution of criminals and hand down longer jail sentences in order to make our community safer. Which statement did you agree with more, B or A?
I agree with A because A gets fixed, you know, help out with B.
Okay. And would that be much more a statement for A or somewhat more for A?
More for A.
Much more, okay. Great. Now, have you... And then for A, you mean much more, because A says somewhat more, more or much more? Which one would you say, much more or somewhat more for A?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more, okay. Now,
yes.
Have you read or seen or heard anything about what President Joe Biden and his administration are doing, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a lot or some?
Somewhat. Yes,
okay.
Some.
Okay. Now, and has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration make you feel more or less favorable towards him?
I'm more favorable towards him.
Okay. Would that be somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Okay. Now, I want you to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. I'm going to read the first one. Created infrastructure law, which is eliminating lead pipes and expanding access to clean drinking water for households and schools across the country. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
That's very important.
Okay. Now, Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed to the Supreme Court, the first African-American woman ever to hold that position. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
That's very important.
Okay. Now, capped out of pocket medical care costs at $2,000 per year. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
So is that $2,000 capped out for how much you can spend before you start getting deductions?
Yeah, it says capped out of pocket medical care costs, correct. So it's capped at out-of-pocket medical care costs at $2,000 per year. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Okay. Now, provide $123 billion in new funding for the upcoming school year, the largest ever one-time federal investment in K-12 education. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, and not at all important?
That's somewhat important.
Okay. Now, invest $12 billion through Medicare that allow people to continue access to home care and raise wages for health, for home care workers. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, and not at all important?
That's very important.
Okay. Now, moving along here. Now, now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like you to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden's handling his job as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Or do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is very convincing reason to vote, 5 means that it is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use numbers from 0 to 10. I'm going to read this to you quickly. Extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in this country. Now we are facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, limited the rights of same-sex couples, and rejected student loan forgiveness. The Supreme Court has real impact on our lives. These judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court and try to roll back our rights. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement from 0 to 10?
A 9.
Okay. Now, the next statement says this. MAGA Republicans are banning books and not allowing the accurate telling of the history of slavery and racism in this country. They are trying to erase our history from American history. If they erase our history, we learn nothing from the horrors and the mistakes of American history and our risk of repeating it. Our goal should be to teach the truth, prepare our children for a more united future in order to emphasize the contributions and importance of all of us. Regardless of race, we must vote for it. From 0 to 10, how important is that to you? Convincing. How convincing? Okay?
That's a tease.
Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Now, let me ask you now, please rate the level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. How motivated are you to vote from 0 to 10?
A 10.
Okay. Now, lastly, one of the last ones here. Now, what stood out to you most from the arguments you have just heard? Okay, is there something that stood out from the arguments you have heard? Anything that stood out that you might tell me?
Yes, what stood out to me is preparing for the seniors when they get older so they can afford their medicine and being taken care of if needed.
Okay, for the seniors, so they can afford their medicine, okay?
And being taken care of is needed. Not saying we won't pay anything, but they need to be fixed so we don't work so many years that we need to have something out there for us so it won't be so hard on us once we retire.
Okay, great. Now, moving forward here, I'm going to read you a list of ways some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contact you in any way. Do you recall anybody contacting you through social media or internet? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Door knocks, yes or no?
Once.
Okay. Phone calls, yes or no?
All the time.
Okay. Text messages, yes or no?
Yes.
Mailers, yes or no?
Yes.
TV ads, yes or no?
Yes.
Someone comments in the neighborhood, yes or no?
Not as much.
Okay. Radio ads, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, moving along here, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I did graduated from the 12th, and I did 2 years of child development.
Okay. Now, are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married.
Okay, great. Let me see here. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Mm-hmm. Now, thinking about the approach to, your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I think I'm a moderate person.
Okay. Now, thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none at all of your neighbors are white?
I'll say about 25%, less than half.
Okay, less than half a second here. Okay. Now, how would you describe the area where you live in, urban, suburban, or rural?
I'm staying in town, so I'm in the city limits.
Okay, would that be urban or suburban?
Yeah, it's more of an urban.
Okay. Now, were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Were you born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, this concludes our survey, and thank you for so much for participating, and you have a great evening, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.